It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Location, the lab. Quentin only has 24 hours to sell his car. Is that even possible? He goes to Carvana.com.
What is this, a movie trailer?
He ignores the doubters, enters his license plate. Wow, that's a great offer. The car is sold, but will Carvana pick it up in time for...
They'll literally pick it up tomorrow morning. Done with the dramatics?
Car selling in record time.
Save your time. Go to Carvana.com and sell your car today. Pickup fees may apply.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next 5-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com. You can join their team today. Let's get into the EP. It's time for the entertainment page, which is sponsored.
That's right, Cakes. It's driven by BMW Fairfax. That's my spot. DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner. For the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine, get over to BMW Fairfax. Ask for my girl Miriam. She's the general manager. Of course, you could check out their entire selection online at BMWFairfax.com.
Very good.
You know, have I mentioned this to you guys? Because Crop doesn't do this. I don't know that we have a client that does this. I got a shutter that needs rehanging.
Okay.
I can't do it.
Well,
I'm not going to get on a ladder.
You're not going to get a ladder
and risk my life.
Yeah, why would you do that?
I considered sticking my head out the window and risking my life because it's right next to the window, obviously.
Okay.
But no.
Then you have to like reach out, hammer it in.
If there's something broken, I need someone to just, the wind knocked the crap out of my shutter. It's cockeyed. If you drive by my house right now, it looks
terrible.
Because I got one shutter like cockeyed.
Yeah.
Do you know anybody that does that stuff?
No. I mean,
just get a handyman.
My neighbor really Kevin would be able to do it, but I mean.
I don't even have it. Supposedly, like, one of the screws is broke. Like, it needs a little bit of surgery.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to get a handyman.
I need a handy dandy, and I just don't have
You need
one.
To find that guy.
You know? Well, the last guy that I had was a handy guy. I thought he overcharged me on something, and I'm out on him.
Okay.
I need a new one.
You have an opening.
I do.
You got
I have
a gap a, in the resume.
I do. I have an opening. Mm-hmm. All right, Cakes. This is actually kind of sad. So remember we talked about Val Kilmer passing at 65. A lot of people, a lot of celebrities posting tributes and everything. And we talked about how he had recently had been still somewhat active on social media and posted a video or a picture of him wearing a Batman mask just like a few days ago or a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They're saying that was from years ago. That Val Kilmer actually had been in bed and hadn't gotten up from bed for years.
Oh, no. Oh,
that sounds like our dream right now.
He was bedridden.
He was bedridden.
He said he was so wiped out. He was cancer-free, but the treatments so knocked the crap out of him that he was basically bedridden for the last few years and been hospitalized recently. And so... even though he looked great in that post was from years ago.
I just want to be bedridden for 2 hours.
What about
not 2 weeks.
What about the scene with Tom Cruise in Top Gun?
I mean,
when was that filmed?
A few years ago.
2022, I believe.
Okay. So for the last...
So maybe 2-3 years. Right. And that's probably why they really rushed, because the guy's basically been bedridden.
Right.
They rushed to get him out there and knock that out. So it wasn't like it was a sudden thing at all, like we kind of thought.
Yeah.
We kind of thought, oh, you know, okay, he's had health issues, but, you know, still okay. No, he'd been bedridden.
Mm.
Which is just, you know, kind of sad when you hear that. And again, we went through his resume, and you'd put it up with any Hollywood star, right? I'd put his resume up with, like, Brad Pitt's.
Yep.
Right?
Based on those names you
Ben
rolled
Affleck.
Off, yeah.
Oh, by the way, I saw a story. I didn't click on it. They say Ben Affleck has a new look. Have you seen? What's the new look? Is he, like, growing his hair out? Has he cut his hair?
I don't know his new look.
What's the Ben Affleck new look?
Let me look that up.
There's a new show out there, and it just captured my attention because of the name of it, Cakes. Michelle Williams is starring in a new show called, let me see. Oh, crap.
Affleck's new look doesn't look that much different than his
it
old
doesn't?
Look. I mean, it looks like his hair is a little shorter, so maybe that's it.
The show's called Dying for Sex. Yeah. It's Michelle Williams, and I guess that she's doing some sort of raunchy makeout thing or something on the red carpet with her husband.
Who's she married to? Is she married
Thomas
to somebody?
Thomas Kail. I don't know who that is.
I think it has a good cast. I saw a trailer for it or a commercial for it.
Great title.
He's named after a lower tier vegetable. Kale.
Kale?
Yuck.
You're not a kale guy?
I mean, if you can mix it into a salad and kind of disguise it, okay.
Yeah.
But like, you would never, like if somebody said, here's a piece of kale, just eat it raw.
Well, we bake kale. You ever done that before?
I've had baked kale. It's just, you eat it and you're like,
yeah, but you got to put salt and
there
stuff.
There are 100 other things I'd rather be eating than baked kale.
It's kind of, yeah.
I know it's earthy and crunchy and healthy, but
it's kind of okay. Yeah.
Sissy Spacek is in the show.
Jeez.
I don't know. It's a great title.
She's 77.
I don't know. What is it on, like?
FX.
Oh, it's on FX. Okay.
Sissy Spacek, very Rick when they dumped pig's blood on her head in Carrie.
She's
didn't
75.
Go well for, now, I know
of course.
It's an old reference. Didn't go well for the rest of the people at the prom. Just in case you didn't know.
So this was just kind of interesting. I want to play the audio of this. Apparently, Charlie Sheen.
Yeah, I want to hear this.
Reunited or something with his ex, Denise Richards, and their 19-year-old daughter, Lola, who, remember, I think both of these are like on OnlyFans now.
Denise Richards
is on OnlyFans, and the daughter, Lola, is on OnlyFans. And I think it maybe has upset Charlie to some extent. There's been maybe some fracture there in the relationship. But I don't know if this is a podcast or what, but people listening to this apparently were concerned about Charlie's voice.
I'm going to hang out with these two smoking hotties.
And Denise's, too.
Oh, really? Both of them? Okay.
And on a reality show.
The Housewives wanted you on.
I never saw the show until about 3 days ago, and I stumble into this fight that you're in with Lisa.
You sent a cease and desist. You wanted the footage taken out.
Who told you that?
Oh, you're so angry.
No, you are playing dirty.
I'm playing dirty?
But I didn't have the backstory, so I couldn't really pick a side. I mean, I picked yours because, you know, for obvious reasons. But
well, that's
felt
nice
like,
you did that.
Our lunch is going to look nothing like that.
Yeah, his voice is different.
So is it a reality show? Is this a reality
something
TV
like
show?
That. Yeah. I think she has a show on Bravo.
I mean, okay, so that's
how long they've been divorced?
Oh, I don't know.
20 years?
A long
time. His voice almost sounds like Michael J. Fox's voice from back
in the
day. A
little bit,
yeah.
I'm and getting her, that kind of
they
vibe.
They almost sound like they're like kind of like high or
but
something,
she
right?
Sounds,
or,
I think no, she sounds worse than he does.
It's like they can't move their mouth when they're talking. Talking like that.
Yeah, you think it's like from all the Botox
yeah.
and everything?
She sounds 100.
Fans are saying it's from the facelift.
Is that what
the facelift?
Yeah, he can't move his.
The face is so tight.
I'm gonna hang out with these two smoking hotties.
But he doesn't sound like the same person.
Hey,
you're right.
I've never been on a reality show.
Yeah. The Housewives wanted you on.
I never saw the show until about.
Dude, his face isn't moving.
3 days ago, and I stumble into this fight.
Does he look terrible?
I mean, he looks pretty good, actually.
I mean, he's got a pound of makeup on his face, and
all right,
it's just stretched out.
I have a question for you guys, okay? Of the four junks, and I think there is an answer, who's the most likely and the first to get Botox or plastic surgery of the four junks?
I know my answer.
Yeah, I know mine, and I think it's 100% correct.
Well, we're probably all thinking the same.
Yeah.
Let's all say it on the count of three.
Okay.
Everybody.
Ready? One, two, three.
JP!
You thought Cakes?
Cakes?
Oh, really?
Cakes really does not like his bags. And I feel like...
I've just gotten used to them. Like, I don't
think he's vain
enough.
They don't
really bother me that much.
You think Cakes? Like, I think JP will get Botox or plastic
Never
surgery.
Done it.
I know you've never had.
I mean, the one who talks about getting surgery is Drab with the hair transplant.
Mm. Yeah, but that's not like plastic surgery.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it's a surgery.
Okay, I'm talking about...
I will be getting that.
I'm talking about plastic surgery, Botox...
To make yourself look younger.
Lip injections. I mean, you know, I don't know.
I don't even use eye cream, which I think he uses, which is probably a smart play.
I don't use it every day, but
There are some listeners out there who are saying... It's not me.
Yeah.
That Bish needs a facelift. After that photo.
Well, that was just a bad photo.
But the photo he doesn't look with the cap like that. Sweater.
Well, I'm never getting a facelift. So. This is the way I'm going to look the rest of my life.
Yeah, I don't think I would get a facelift.
That was just a bad photo, and I was bitter, and I was like,
you're just angry. Your face looked all hurting.
I know. It looks droopy, saggy.
Yeah, droopy cheeks.
Yeah, it looked terrible.
It usually doesn't look like that.
Yeah, I don't think you look like that.
Look, I was like,
your face was contorted.
It just caught you in a bad way.
Why was that posted?
Because I didn't look at you. I only looked at me.
I know this. There's only one guy who had his picture altered in a publicity photo.
Who was it?
Me? Yeah, it wasn't up to me. I hated it.
Didn't you all make them take out your bags?
No, he did all that on his own. I didn't like that.
All right, JP, don't get the facelift.
I know. JP's getting facelift. I had nothing to do. By the way, I hated that. He photoshopped my face.
Who's he? Like,
I know the photographer, and he's a great photographer, but I didn't like that he photoshopped my face.
Well,
I don't like it.
Face.
Huh?
What do you mean he photoshopped your
face?
He
smoothed out my face.
He got rid of EB's.
He's got rid of my wrinkles
bags or whatever.
Circles. He just smoothed out my face.
Don't get the face.
It might even be around here. I hate that because it looks like.
I hate that.
Yeah. He photoshopped my face.
Was this like 12 years ago?
Yeah.
Is it J.W. Carter?
No. I don't remember who's J.W. Carter.
He used to take photos for the radio station.
No, this guy's like a real photographer.
Does
like
name?
Real gigs. He's like legit, but he was a local guy. And he still listens to the show.
I think it's the picture that we use. I think it's that picture, right?
No.
No, it's the yellow shirt photo, right?
No, I think I'm wearing a, what's the band we like, Jason?
Toad the Wet Sprocket.
I'm wearing a Toad t-shirt. You look and find it. You'll see.
He photoshopped
my face.
By the way, how's that? Are we going to be able to get Glenn Phillips in when Toad comes to town? Have you reached out to the band or?
I just talked to the chick about it.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I can't believe his schedule's that packed.
I don't know. He might not want to do it.
It doesn't matter if he wants to do it, but
it's
silly.
Yeah, it's all about that.
Acoustic guitar.
Yeah,
I love live.
I'd bring
music.
The whole band in.
I mean, if Mike Marr could play acoustic guitar, I'd listen to it. Mike, do you have any hidden talents?
Not an instrument.
No musical talents?
Zippy. Yeah.
Nothing.
What do you think your greatest gift on earth is? What do you think you're best at? Editing video?
Yeah. No. At one point, I like to consider I was a top, I'd say 200 NHL video game player. I went
really?
On like a 3-year streak where
top
I didn't lose a single game.
Top 200 in the world?
Yeah, I mean, it's unfounded.
Do you think that you could be a gamer? You could be a gamer.
No, not anymore. I don't have what it takes
but
anymore.
But in your heyday, you think you could be a professional gamer?
Dude, back in the day, middle school, high school, I would spend probably 4 hours a day playing video games.
4 hours a day is nothing.
What's sad for him, he's not even the best of NHL video game producer at this radio station.
Oh, isn't that Vic? Isn't that Vic's claim to fame?
Vic is a big steamy all over.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Well, we might have to play.
You just wipe the floor
with
them.
Finished number three in the country.
Well, that's not me, then. Yeah.
Yeah. You don't want a piece of Vic.
Can you tell me Vic's backstory? Tell me this.
The Nats producer.
I know exactly who he is. No, but what's the story?
He's just Vic is a savant at video games. He can pick up any video game and be world class in it in an hour.
Mm. Really?
He's just got a brain.
You guys should go heads up in Splinter Cell.
He would crush me.
We played Splinter Cell like on the easiest setting.
Is he
coming back?
Is he monetizing it at all? Like, does he enter tournaments?
He doesn't know Twitch.
Is he twitching?
Huh?
No, he was in tournaments.
He was.
Oh, he was?
Yeah, for the NHL game.
So he won some, I guess.
I mean, he could clobber people.
What is that?
He's a force.
Like, he would pick up Call of Duty and he would have 100 kills and 2 deaths or something in the first time playing.
Some guys are just natural.
That is a skill, because I played Call of Duty with my kids when I was younger, and I got my ass shot
Why doesn't he just dedicate his life to that? Otherwise, he's just sitting in there.
He loves Charlie and Dave.
Yeah. He loves doing Nats audio.
He likes the Nats more than Bish.
When he produces Charlie and Dave, doesn't he produce it from here? And he's not even at the park, or is he at the park?
No, he's in the studio right around the corner.
Yeah, he's in that nub studio. His whole life is in that nub studio.
That's his control center.
Yeah, that's command center. That's the command center.
He doesn't even get to go to the game.
No, he just he puts the silly audio out. Jack right. Hicks.
I know he's sensitive, so I don't want to upset him. That's a terrible life. He's just in that studio. I thought he got to go to the games, maybe.
No, that's the life he's chosen. That and beating people's asses in NHL video
games. Yeah, but he's saying he should get paid for doing that. He should go into that.
Yeah, you should go into that. Get some glory. Get out. I don't know. Play with Bronny. Isn't Bronny supposed to be silly?
I think Bronny's allegedly a silly.
You think Vic's going to collab with Bronny?
Do a collab between Bronny and Vic in NHL whatever 2025?
What would you bet on?
I'd bet on Vic.
Yeah, I guess I would too.
He's like one of the top players in the country.
I mean, he's got a great skill.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Now, I'd rather have Bronny's portfolio than Vic's, because I don't know how much he's parlayed that into, like, financial success.
Are you going to try to call Vic? Are you trying to call him?
Victorino?
I'll call him.
He gets very sensitive, though, right? Remember, he got upset at us one time.
We're going to laud him. We're going to give him praise.
You said I want to punch that guy in the face.
Why did I say that?
I don't remember.
I would never want to punch him.
Or you said he had a punchable face.
No, I would never say that. That's not the kind of thing I would say.
Hey, you know what you and Vic have in common?
Hmm.
Both have Nats World Series ring.
Oh, that is true.
That's
a very good point.
He deserves it more than me.
Very good.
He deserves it more than me.
All right, you're welcome to call us on an open line Thursday. It's brought to you by our friends at Window Nation. Search for new windows and doors. Search windownation.com. Their windows, they're measured to fit the first time and installed by experts to last. Window Nation for your home, because it's where you live.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.